Guys everywhere are dumbfounded, wondering why our sisters, moms, girlfriends, aunts, and grandmas are suddenly obsessed with Twilight. Because when we read Twilight, all we see is a poorly written, predictable, steaming pile of vampires. So just in case you decide to pick up the book to search for its hidden genius, we'll save you the trouble. Twilight simply stays true to a basic formula that works on your desperate, discontent female friends, the same way porn worked on you after you dropped out of community college and were living in your mom's basement. Here's how the formula works. Number 1. The author creates a character that is an empty shell. By the 400th out of 500 pages, her appearance has never been described in any real detail, so we're not even sure how to draw her. As far as the reader's concerned, she may as well be a giant Lego brick. Appearance aside, her personality is portrayed as insecure and awkward. This makes it so that any female who has been through puberty is able to identify. By creating this empty shell, the character becomes less of a person and more of a role-playing fantasy character that any female can slip into. Kinda like Dungeons and Dragons meets Anna Green Gables, which is perfect for soccer moms or even old women who deal with the same things that the Lego brick deals with. So after a few chapters of listening to the Lego brick whine about high school and sucking at volleyball, you come to the second necessary element of this formula. Number 2. Meet Edward. Edward represents everything that women have ever wanted, multiplied by 10,000. The level of detail that the author goes into while describing Edward's appearance is remarkable. The author excruciatingly details his muscular pecs, clothing, hair, eye color, even his breath. You can't even count the number of times the author uses the expression, Edward's perfect face. But his appearance is just the beginning of this experience. Not only is he strong, he is sensitive. He intensely listens to every single thing the soccer mom, Bella, has to say. As far as the reader is concerned, Edward cares about nothing in the world more than her. Number 3. So you have your Lego, you have your perfect guy. Now all you need is to hope that people will accept the idea that it would be perfectly normal for a 100-year-old immortal with a perfect body and a perfect soul to choose to date some annoying high school chick. Hey, it's that type of imagination that gives us all a reason to get out of bed each morning. So there you have it. At least this is how we think it goes. We still haven't finished the last 100 pages yet.